throwing the confetti at the end of the year again. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Got to go to the NCAA tournament this year, Kathy.
I know. I'm so tired of the NIT. I don't mean to sound rude about it because it's amazing to get to postseason, but our team wants to go to the big dance, so we're going to do all we can to try to get there.
Kathy Olivier, the head coach of the UNLV Lady Rebels, joins us just a couple of days before the season starts, but also it was one day after your birthday. How was your birthday?
Everything went well. The team was, everything I said, they went with, so it was a good day for me.
So just the coaching was good. Nothing else was good on your birthday?
Well, I'm celebrating it this weekend because I have family coming in town. So they're coming for the first game and to celebrate my birthday. So thank you for asking.
So you definitely have to win then on Saturday.
Exactly.
we've had you on before, and you've told us that you will get advice from your family about coaching. And we had, after UNLV's first basketball game, T.J. Altsenberger tell us that his wife, Allison, who played in the WNBA, might give him suggestions either. So who's better to give advice, your mother or Allison, T.J.'s wife?
Oh, listen, my mom's been around for a while, but I'm going to have to guess it's probably Allison. She has much more experience in basketball than my mom, but my mom is a tough lady, and she's raised some terrific athletes in our family, and I'm going to listen to her, but I'm sure TJ probably has the better advice coming his way.
Have you told TJ that you need Allison to go over some of your game tape?
No, I have not. TJ and I, listen, it's the season. He has been completely slammed. I've been slammed. There's not a lot of conversations going on in the hallway, Tyler, so just so know that.
Wait a minute. Okay, so when we had the Scarlet and Gray showcase outside of Sam Boyd Stadium, you guys came up on stage together. Did you? So there was no, like, prearranged, let's get a good handshake in here, or whatever you wanted to do?
Only you would ask that, and to be quite honest, we literally saw each other about 20 seconds before that day. We high-fived and behind the stage, and then we went up on stage and did whatever we did. And I thought that was a great day. It was a great day to showcase both the Running Rebels and the Lady Rebels. And, you know, you do it out at the football stadium. You have a floor in the parking lot. I thought it was so cool. And, again, the backdrop, I mean, looks awesome. So I love that day.
Next year, coordinate a handshake with him.
I will. I'm on it.
We want a good one. Like, we want dance moves or something involved with this.
Okay. Got it.
Dap him up.
Jared, help him today. Help him.
Help me?
Yeah.
Wait, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, what do you think Jared's capable of?
I have to think about that one, too. So yeah. You guys are giving me some hard questions today.
All right. You've got a team with a lot of new faces. What do you have, 7 freshmen on this team? Who do I need to pay attention to?
All of them. I think all of them can step up. So it's going to be a fun team to watch because there's a lot of versatility going on. The ones that will probably, let me think here, the freshmen. Again, I go from these two that I think are going to help to these three the next day to another two. So we've kind of mixed and matched, but we have some really big bodies, some long girls that are going to, again, play different positions. But we have Melanie Isabel from Centennial, just a really good leader. She's going to get some time at the point. We have some length with Kiana Wilfred from Nebraska. Her father lives in Las Vegas. She's a good, legit 6'2.5". We have Jacinta, who's from Washington, who can shoot it. She looked good in a couple scrimmages that we had. So there's different people that are going to step up for sure.
Did you have to go to Nebraska to recruit?
Well, yes, I did go to one of her games, and it was in the middle of nowhere. I want you to know that. I kept driving. It was just pitch black, driving and driving and driving. But she's a great kid. Her dad lives in Vegas. He was coming to all the games last year. And when you see her, you're going to know why we recruited her. I mean, she's a good student. She's a good-sized body. She's going to help us for sure.
Wait, where in Nebraska was this? Because I know, like, the only two cities in Nebraska are both in the southeast corner of the state, and the rest of the state is just empty cornland.
Well, that's kind of where she lives, and she's kind of on the border right by Wyoming. So when we played Wyoming...
Oh, God, she's in the panhandle.
Yeah, exactly. And so, then we have another girl, Isis, who is a good-sized body, a legit 6'1", 6'1 and a half. It's a banger inside and physical. So all these girls, there's a lot of teaching going on, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah,
a lot of teaching.
How is coaching a team with seven freshmen?
Well, when you see me, you'll know how it is. I look like I've aged. No, they're actually a good group. They want to be good. They just don't, you know, it's hard because you lost all those seniors last year, and they helped us with the returners. So now these returners are going to get playing time, and they're helping us with the freshmen, but not at the level that we had in the past. So it's a very interesting team. A lot of action here with the Lady Rebels.
You guys were only picked to finish seventh in the Mountain West in the preseason. You know you got to do better than that, right?
Saw that. Didn't like that, but I get it. Totally get it. I mean, Mountain West is a really good conference, too. I don't know if people think that, but it is. It's extremely challenging for so many reasons. And a lot of these teams ahead of us have, you know, at least four or five starters back. So Boise has their whole team back. They're going to be very good. And I think New Mexico will be good. I mean, it's always the same people. And we're going to definitely give people, a run for their money. But it's going to be challenging this year.
I know it's looking ahead a little bit to early December. But how do you feel about having a conference game on December, what is it, 4th this year?
Yeah, we have our December game. I think it's December 3rd. And it's against Fresno. And that's going to be a tough one. It's just weird. I mean, we're starting out. We play this Saturday. After this Saturday, I can talk about other things. I mean, I really want to get this first game under our belt. But the Fresno game, the early December is strange, but we have to do it because they moved up the Mountain West tournament. So that's why we're doing it.
How do you feel about playing your opener in Thomas and Mack?
I love it. Everyone's fired up. It's been nice because we've gotten to practice in there. We haven't done that in the past. Usually when we play in Thomas and Mack, we're still practicing in Cox, and so it's a little different when you play in the big time arena. The girls are fired up, man. The girls are fired up. I hope the fans can sit through and root for the Runnin' Rebels at 1:00 and then sit through another game for our game at 4:00. I think that would be great. You know, it just shows the support that we have in the community, and these girls work very hard every day, so hopefully people will stay around and see what we have to offer.
Yeah, it is a doubleheader. The men are playing Kansas State at 1:00, and then the Lady Rebels kick their season off against Cal State Fullerton with a 4:00 start. Actually, aren't your first two games in the Thomas and Mack? Isn't Duke the second game on the schedule?
Duke is in Thomas and Mack, too, and it's the second game, yeah. So our first two games are in Thomas and Mack.
Who even needs the Cox Pavilion, Kathy?
Cox is nice. Have you been in there lately?
I have.
Oh, isn't it nice? I think the floor looks incredible. They put in the new video boards. I mean, we've really stepped up our deal, and hopefully we can get the fans out here to support us because it's always fun to play in front of, you know, a loud group of people.
Did they spruce up the freight elevator? No comment.
Getting there. Listen, that's where we get fired up. We go in that elevator, we come
it's
up.
Frightening.
And then, yeah, you open the doors, and it's intimidating, isn't it, Jared? It's intimidating. That's what we're trying to do.
It's just like you just hear this banging coming from underneath the floor, and then they, like, pile out. Yes, it's very intimidating.
That is so accurate. They bang on the walls. They're doing something in there. There's an usher in there that makes sure they get up to the correct floor, and they get dropped off where we need to be dropped off, and we come out ready to roll. I mean, we've always had a very good home record, so hopefully we can continue that and play the defense that we normally do and just really get after it.
All right, I have a psychological question for you. So you guys are playing your first two games in Thomas and Mack. The men's three-point line was moved back, so there are two lines on the court in the Thomas and Mack. Does it at all impact the players in the women's game when they play on a court with the men's line to think, oh, I've got to shoot deeper threes because they see that line and think I've got to be behind that one.
Well, it's funny you say that because you have to know we play in our own facility and we practice in our own facility, so we don't have the two lines. So now all of a sudden we play our two scrimmages. We play them on the road. And on the road, we go to the road, and sure enough, there's those two lines, and everyone was asking about it. So let me tell you, A, we have a very young team, and B, there's a lot of different challenges that come with a young team, and that was definitely one of them. But I think they'll be fine. I mean, they're a smart group. They're a very dedicated group, and we're ready to go. I mean, our team didn't even know that we had five fouls to get into the bonus because they switched that, too, in the college game because it's a quarter system now. So when all of a sudden the other team was shooting free throws at such an early time, the team did not understand that. I have to start from scratch. So I hope you two feel my pain.
No, we do not feel it, Kathy. We have no sympathy for you right now.
I know you don't.
Well, wait, so the women's game got rid of one-and-one free throws. It's just double bonus at five fouls in every quarter. So has there been a confusion of, oh, I thought this was one-and-one?
No, they didn't talk about that.
Okay.
But you're right. They did switch up. I love how on point you are with your guests, Tyler. You always know what's going on in the game and stuff. So, no, they didn't ask about that. They knew that for some reason. How, I don't know. But they did. They had no idea about the five fouls. No idea.
Kathy, we just got to get you to use the advance rule properly in the final minutes of games where you can move the ball from under your own basket up into the front court to get your last shot off.
Wait, you're saying I don't use that properly?
No, I'm saying Bill Laimbeer and the Las Vegas Aces did not know how to use that properly, and it was very frustrating throughout the summer when they three different times they failed to do it. You've got to do it right and restore my faith in coaches.
Wow.
No pressure.
I didn't even know that. A, I like that rule. I think it's fun. I mean, you better have some sideline out of bounds plays ready. Do we have them right now? No. But we're getting there. We're putting them in. We're getting closer to doing what we need to do to get some wins this year.
Let's go, Kathy. Better than seventh. Make it back to the NIT for us.
Let's go. I know. Can you have another a better little
rejoin? No, you're getting that played for you every time you come on the show.
Unreal. Jared, help me out, buddy, please.
Jared's the one who made it.
I knew that. That's why I said that.
Well, she is Kathy Olivier, and again, the Lady Rebels are playing their season opener on Saturday. It's a part of the doubleheader with the men at the Thomas and Mack. Kathy, as always, we appreciate it.
All right, hope I see you guys there, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kathy. There you go. Kathy Olivier, always fun to talk to, always fun to poke her in the ribs just a little bit. All right.